Hello. What I am about to record on this tape is the trop, the cantillations for the Haftorah. Please listen carefully and sing along with me. Pashta. Munach Zarka, Munach Segol, Munach, Munach Revi'i, Mapach Pashta, Zokef Katun. Zokef gadol, mercha tibcha, munach esnachta, pozer, tlisha ktana, tlisha gdola, kadma ve'azla, Azla Gerish Gershayim Darga Sevir Yisiv Psik Sof Pasuk. The Tamei HaMikra you should find in the Chumash, in the inside front cover, before you go to Bereishis. It should be in the first page. You'll find over there also the Birchas HaTorah and so forth. There are, in teaching the Haftorah, you should notice that there are two stops that are very important to watch for. Three, actually. The Zokef Katon, the Esnachta, and the Sof Pasuk. Those are the three most important stops. If they don't get those, then go back and make them repeated until they get it correctly. Because those are crucial. Those are crucial to the whole business, because without them, the whole business is thrown off. If they don't get the others exactly right, as long as they get the proper pacing and the proper stops, then it's all right. Then you can get away with it. Thank you, and good luck to you.
Adamitira, dopo caro, è Adamitira. Why does the measure of that know? So what does he have to pay with Mashigoda only if it was built on the Kalkan boat? On the Kalkan boat. Why? Because then he pays for the Shvach. because he had the din of a year, the son of Haveri, the serious choice of the Shalibra shoes, Vinota, and if it's a son of Asuelita, so it's a real name. So he must pay him for the Shvach. Why does he pay him for the Shvach? Because he passes like a bunny and like a beast. But according to Tanakame, he doesn't have to pay for the whole Shvach. With Mashigoda, only if he's in the Kanem Bezol, even though the Mechitza was built on the Karak of both. Why? So again, we have to apply the same kind of wonders that the Ramban applies. What did the Ramban say? The Ramban says that the Machlikis between Tanakame and Rabbi Yisrael and Rabune is whether Stam Sode is to be treated like Isode Asuya Ligoda Begeda Yofeya, Stam Sode is Asuya Ligoda Begeda Shokanem Bezol. How did we explain it? Not very the Machlikis in Yitzir, it's in Indian statistics. But because some people make this kind of together, some people make another kind of together. So Mimele, Rabune holds that it is to be treated like Isode or Asuyeli Gode, who is the together that was actually made. Because some people make this kind of together. That's Rabbi Yisrael living Rabune. Rab Tanakami living Rabune holds. True, he made this kind of gather, and some people make this kind of gather, but some people make another kind of gather. Of Kanem Bezoil. So maybe it is to be treated like I saw there was so you got there together of Kanem Bezoil. So there is that machlikes. And according to Chiyah Barav, so the machlikes is. The machlekes is that the Kabyesi holds that Stam Sode is to be treated like a Sode Asuya Ligoda Begeda Shokani, and the Korin Tanekame, Ali Bechim Barab, so Stam Sode is Asuya Ligoda Begeda of Agamitire, Begeda of Keitim, as Ramban says. So in other words, so that is the machlekes between Tanekame and Rabyesi, Ali Bechim Barab, between Tanekame and Rabyesi, Ali Bechim Barab, but only according to Ramban, that whole machlekes is in respect to a case where the mechitza was built on the karke of both. In a case where the mechitza was not built on the karke of both, so then there is no din of shvach at all, because there is no tangible shvach. So then you only have to pay for anoy. How is anoy determined? That's the account. Meshiyur adayoni. Shari miyochel nishtamish b'ksol. All right. That's the shittes haram. This is Ram. Then, alright, now, let's go to the Ramban. Who's the Ramban? Now, the Rambam applies the Mishneh to what kind of Gedea? Pnimiyus. And with the Gedea to a case where the Gedea was built on the Karak of both. The Rambam applies the Mishneh to Gedea Chesenius. Gedea Chesenius. Now, suppose, what would the Rambam... So the Mishneh's reference to a case where the Mechitzes were built outside of the Sodis HaChesenius. What would the Rambam say in a case where the Mechitzes would be Pnimiyus? The Mishneh doesn't deal with that case. But what would the Ramban say in such a case? So then he says, V'chei im goda bintai, b'mokim shalei noag ulikdia b'biko, m'galgo nolo fesak. True, according to the Ramban, the Mishneh is reference to Mechitzes Chitzenis. But suppose the Mechitzes would be Pnimiyus, so then, m'galgo fesak. So then he also has to pay. Uvilvar sheyagedah kulei bishalbeni. Aval im hoyo bintayu, chetzi bishalzeh v'chetzi bishalzeh, en yochel keifin litin leyafu leputin. Shim kei, harei im rotzol ima lehen, ritzeni bigedah shekakoy mismayi, v'ano kul kemederish keoy misir zrei ashon, v'eish ifshei mer yishmer, shim ato ima kei, v'mokim sholonadu likem ubiko, yagri mechod mehem, v'yigda bigal v'chaber esak. So the Rambam says just the reverse of the Rambam. The Rambam says, when does Rav Huna say the Taklis Mashigoda, that cave it was built, and the Ark of God? So he says, the Mishnah does not have reference to Nimias at all. The Mishnah is reference to Mechitas Chitim. But suppose the Makif would build Mechitas Nimias, so then the Nikif would have to reimburse with Mashigoda. But only if the Mechitas Nimias would be built exclusively on the Karkeh of the Makif. But if the Makif would build the Mechitas Nimias on the Karkeh of both, then he wouldn't have to pay him Mashigoda. Why? Because he could say to him, because in such a case, now let him pay then for the Shvach. After all, alright, Ramban holds that even where the Shvach is intangible, he still has to pay him for the Shvach. But where it's tangible, and the Karakeh, where he supplied to the Nikev, a Geder, so he certainly should be mechuyev to pay for the Shvach. So the Ramban says, in such a case, no, the Nikev wouldn't have to pay with him Ashigoda. Why? Because, one second, because the Makiv can say to him, now, I don't want this kind of a Geder, because I want to use this space on which you build the Geder. I wanted to grow some, to a crop of a certain vegetable. In other words, what can he say? He can say Tuli Tzechov Avanech. So the Rambam holds, whereas the Rambam holds that where the Mechitzah is built upon the Karkeh of both, so then it is to be treated like Sodeh Asui Olita. It is Sodeh Asui Olita and the Karkeh of both. Even though there is no din kriya, so it's still considered as he saw the asuri olita and the karkal gold. The Ramban holds no, it's not asuri olikode and the karkal gold, because the nikif might be interested in growing a certain crop there and that space. So it's not asuri olita and the karkal gold. If it's asuri olita, it's asuri olita and the karkal gold, but it's not asuri olikode and the karkal boat. So maybe if it's not a suyel, you go there and the karkal boat. So what kind of a din is it? So it's like this is sort of shoes, vinota. And it's sort of she has suyelita, so he can tell him tulitzecho babinecho. So here I can also tell him tulitzecho babinecho. I don't want that. What is it?
Would he have to pay the Yagan Tiva about the Lukhar? The Yagan Tiva.
Well, if the case remains, so we'll have to pay him Agnetiyah. Agnetiyah, yes. But he doesn't have to pay him for the whole Shvach, because as far as the whole Shvach is concerned, so he can tell him, I don't care for it. If you want, you can tear it down. The Makiv doesn't want. All right? So the Makiv leaves it there, and the Nikiv also leaves it there. So, but we'll have to pay him for Agnetiyah. Agnetiyah will have to pay, because Moshe from Ramban Mashma. Ve'ishiv shema ve'ishme. In other words, Agnetire has to pay. And then he says, so he says just the reverse of the Rambam. Then he says something else. V'yesh mi she'imer, she'imichai v'imei, alo b'yedeh ha'shecheneged sodeyu shal pnimi. Aval ha'yedeh ha'shecheneged ha'sodeh ha'chitzim, chutz v'tnimi, ein misai y'imikla. Ein misai y'imikla. So then, he does not have to be misai. ורוד יכתונה המקיב חבר משאול שכחית וכל מה שיש לסול לסול את מקיב את הפנימי הוא הדין מקיב עם ארבע והוא אוכל מיוצק הפנה שאם הוא יהיה מקיב עם ארבע וחי סוף הוא יגיד על סרוויס כדר השיגול את השלישי Now that is mentioned in the two also this shittim so he, now, the Ramban applies the Mishneh to a case of Mechitzas Chitzenis so what does it mean case of Mechitzas Chitzenis now let's say there is a here is the Pnimi and here there is a chit. And here there is a chit. I'll let you. Now, here is a pnimi. And here is a chit. And here there is also a chit. Here is a sodi. The chit has here also a sodi. Now, so he made mechitzes chitzenis between his sodi chitzenis. This is the Soda Pnimis. This is the Soda Chetzenis. This is the Soda Chetzenis. All right, here there is also a Soda Chetzenis. So he made Hig made in Chitzit. So the Ramban says, and I quote the Ramban, so I'm out of the clock. Now, he says, Rosh Ramban is, שמחיו נעשה עוד בגדר שכנגד שדה ושל פנימי, אבל הגדר שכנגד השדה החיצני, חוץ לפנימי, אין מסעי יזכוי. Now, he made, this is the שדה הפנימי, right? And here, yes, is שדה חיצני. He made the גדר over the whole side of the שדה חיצני. So that is, so it extends over the whole side. Now, this שדה חיצני overlaps the שדה פנימי, because the שדה פנימי reaches up to here, right? Now, from here to here, there is no sodet nimis. Now he made a mechitze that is opposite not only the sodet nimis, but also this. So the Ramban says, what does Rabbuna say? Hakol mashigoda, he has to pay half of the gedah. So he has to pay half of the gedah, of this gedah, from here till here, the level that is just opposite the sodet nimis. But and this part of the gather does not have to share. Because he is not nene from this part of the gather. He is only nene from this part of the gather that is just connected to the primis. You see? He is not nene from this part of the gather. That's what he says. So, Shein Mechayvini Meyo, the gather Shechenege Sadeo Shel Pnimi, Avla Gather Shechenege Shadachitin, this piece, that must be out of the Makish expenses completely. He doesn't have to share in the expenses involved in this piece. Because the pnimi is only nene from this part of the gather, not from this piece. Alright, so then he has the kashe, the hodiktone, hamakiv es chavere, misholish lechesof, leima sheyesh lechesof, lechesof, makiv es the pnimi. So the kashe is, now, why does the Mishnah say, hamakiv es chavere, misholish lechesof? Hamakiv es chavere. Now then he has another kasha. It says, Hamakiv es chavere misholish l'cheisa. So it's mashma, he's potter. If he's makiv es chavere misholish l'cheisa. But if he's makiv from all four sides, then he's mechuyev. So he says it's possible that even if he's makiv, in other words, that even if he has a sodeh, let's say suppose he has a sodeh on the fourth side too. Suppose he has a sodeh on the fourth side. And he will... Now this is the Soda Pnimis, and he has a Soda on the fourth side. So it's possible that even if he's Makif on the fourth side, even if he has Soda, the Mishnah has referenced the case where the Makif has Soda is only on the three sides. And on the four sides, he does not have Soda. So then, when he's Makif on the three sides, when he puts Mechitzes around his own adjoining Soda, so he doesn't have to pay it. So the Nikkel doesn't have to pay because the Nikkel doesn't get any anyway. But if the Makif would have sodeis on all the four sides, and then the makif would put up fences around all his sodeis, so then the makif would have to pay. But it's possible that even if the makif had sodeis on all four sides, and the makif shouldn't have to pay. Suppose he has a sode here, this is the makif sode, and he has on the fourth side also a sode, but the makif sode on the fourth side ends here. And so suppose he makes a mechitze on the fourth side also, not only on the first three sides, but on the fourth side also. But of course, he'll make the mechitza on the fourth side only connected his own sode, so part of the nikev sode will still remain exposed, so in such a case he wouldn't have to pay because the nikev doesn't get any amor. So it's not that in the case where the makif had three sodes adjoining, the nikevs on three sides. So then if he was makif on three sides, so he doesn't have to pay, the nikev doesn't have to pay to the makif, because the nikev didn't get any annoyed because he's still exposed on the fourth side. Even if the makif had adjoining sodes on all the four sides of the nikev sode. But if, let's say, on the fourth side he has his sode, which ends here, and so even though he built the chitzes on all his sodes, so then the nikev wouldn't have to pay a penny to him. Why? Because this part of the nikev sode still remains exposed. So the man doesn't have to pay. That's what the Ramban means. All right, that's the whole thing. Now, just one thing more. Now, in explaining Teisa Shite, Teisa's explanation of the Gemara Shliyosh, this is the Kibanaye. So, we explained it before, now so that Teisa really agrees with the Raya. But Teisa can be explained another way. Now, there are some Rishenim, most Rishenim say that this Mishneh has reference to a case where the Makif had Sodeis only on three sides of the Mishneh. Only on three sides of the nikif, but he did not have any sode on the fourth side of the nikif. So Mele, he was Makif's Havir Mishol Shel Cheso, Vigoda Es Rishenu Es Ashniyo Es Ashlishis, Eime Chai Vinis. But then, on the fourth side, he was Makif on the fourth side. Now the fourth side was already for the sake of, for the benefit of the nikif. So then, he has to pay. I mean, this is how the Rambam explains it. But there are some Rishenu who say that the Mishneh can have reference to a case where the Makif had, so they say, joining the Nikev on all four sides, except that he did not make any fence on the four side. Not that he did not make any fence on the four side because he had no Sode adjoining the four side. He had Sode adjoining on all the four sides. But the Mishneh says, Makif Havirim Shol Shechitzot, Vigoda Asar Shemim Tashni Vashlishis, Ein Mechayim, they say. Why is Ein Mechayim, they say? Why is he mechayim? They say because he is no amor. Because the nikev gets no amor. But Hori means he's mechayim. But if he made bechitzes on all four sides, say in other words, on all the sodes that the makif had, then it's mechayim. They say then it's mechayim. So So the Gemara says, so then Teisvetz could agree with that chat, that the Makif actually had the Sodeh on the fourth side too. So but the Mishnah says, if he did not put up any fence on the fourth side, so the Nikah doesn't have to pay the Makif because he gets no anu. But if he put up a fence on the fourth side, then the Nikah has to pay the Makif. And the Gemara says in the second version, Rishino Shli Yoshlishi Sikabenai. Rishino Shli Yoshlishi Sikabenai. So what does it mean, Rishino Shli Yoshlishi Sikabenai? Talekam Esova Rivi Sudi Oivei, Avo Rishino Shli Yoshlishi Sloi Oivei. So in a read, the Haina Taime, they will hold on Shalom Hoyim Isaiye Al Yavis, Al Munashi Godom, Ida Oter Chiz. So the Talekam holds, he only has to pay for the fourth side. For the first three sides, he doesn't have to pay. He doesn't have to pay. Why doesn't he have to pay? Because the Tanakame holds that when is the redeem of the name of the Hosea, only if the Chison was done for the sake, for the benefit of the one that is married. For the one that is married. But here, why did he spend money? Why did he spend money? Every penny that he spent was done for the sake of himself. Even the fourth side was done for the sake of himself. Why? Because he had a Sodeh adjoining. So maybe Tanakama holds for the first three sides he doesn't have to pay. But for the fourth side he has to pay. Why does he have to pay for the fourth side? Why does he have to pay for the fourth side? After all, Tanakama holds that when do we apply the deen of Zeneme Vizel Chosachayev, only if the Chison was made for the benefit of the one that is Zeneme. But if it was made for the benefit of himself, not for the benefit of the Niket, then he doesn't have to pay. That's the reason as to why he doesn't have to pay for the first three. So why does he have to pay? Why does he have to pay for the fourth side? Why does he have to pay for the fourth side? So the Rishon says, the Haina Taime Deinu Chodom Shaloi Misayi Alevis Al Menashe Godom Izal Dechetov. In other words, that there is a Gilodas. That there is a Gilodas. So even though it's considered the name of the Chosar according to the Kama. Because Tanakama holds that even when there is a chisson, but if the chisson was not made for the benefit of the nene, but for his own benefit, then it's considered the nene with a lechosa. That's why he's poter for the first three ones. Rabbi Yossi holds that even if the chisson was not made for the benefit of the nene, as long as it was made on account of the nene, because of the larger perimeter, even though the motive was not for the sake of the Nene, so it is a din of the Nene Zechoseh. Tanakama holds, in order to be considered the Nene Zechoseh, it must be done for the benefit of the Nene, for the benefit of the Nene. So the question is, why did Tanakama say he must pay for the fourth wall? So Teisa says, because in the Chodom, Shaloi Misayel Levis, Al Menashe Godom Midalot Rechesov. Now that can be in line with the Teisves Dafei Omedalot Dibur HaMaskel Achol Pishol Eino Samtik Chol Migalon Ove Tachia Achol Gav Dizene Eme Vizel Lechosa Potech. Teisves says Mikol Mokei Kiv Migol Daiten Nichalei Baagboi Chayv. Now what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says here that if there was a case of Chotza and it was Nofal, so Mechayv Leisim Bnei say up to Abba Amis, but more than Dalet Amis he cannot be compelled to build because there is no head claim. However, if the other one, if Shimon, the other one, was saying of like case lache, after the Shimon was saying tikho, is the galgo of the sack. So after God is an enemy, is the chosar reporter. So the question is, why should Shimon be compelled to pay out to Ruvein half of the case law, of the height of the case law over and above the Aladames? To his nene. Why his nene? He was same of the tikho. He was same of the tikho. All right, he was same of the tikho, but Ruben is lechoseh, because Ruben lifted it anyway. Ruben even, he already lifted the wall over and above the Daladames. So his nene is lechoseh. Avokal is nene is lechoseh, but I'm become okay. Kivin di gole daite nichalei bag boye chayet. Vichay mash vename vikisit arayet. Vikoma atayme vikisit. Ho maki poter shmamino zenen zel khosa poter va floche ki shomad nit gefrei kinder iname hoche ze khosa שגרם לי שהטביע הקיס למיילון דרדמס, כדי שלא יהיה לו איזה קריאה בשום מיני מן. זבר לסב, זה עטור בשני סנטייסים. אסט וויבר, in case where it's gole dante in Michale, whether the one that is gole dante in Michale is mechuyev to pay for the anoye, even though the other one is loichos. So according to the first lashon, when do we say that it is loichos apoter, only there is no gole dante? But if there is a gole dante, then we do not say that it is loichos apoter. According to the second lashon, so even if there is a Giludas, so there still must be a Chisong. And if there is a Chisong, he doesn't have to pay. Now, Taisa's first lotion is deduced from the Gemara in the Lokan. Because the Gemara is the Kash. Taim edinik ho makif poter, shmamino zenene vizeli chosea poter. So because the Gemara is the Kash there. In the sugi of zenene vizeli chosea, the Frok in the Lokan. Rabbein say meir, imom adnikit. Imomad begid er aser viz, mit alo tak. Imomad begid er viz, alo tak. Talmed di omad liki. Ho baki, poter, shmamino zenem ezo lechoseh. Is poter, because he zenem ezo lechoseh. Is chayev. So then, he should be mechuyev, even if the makif built the four walls. So the imomad is a teret. Gemara Titeres Leilom Zeren Mizl Choseh Yischayev. But then you ask if Zeren Mizl Choseh Yischayev. So why does Rabbi Yisi say Dafke Yipomad Nikev Votomad Makev Yispoteh? Because he can say in this Agro Yidin Tire Barzut. But the Hava Minam Gemara, was that Rabbi Yisi holds Zeren Mizl Choseh Yispoteh. And that's the reason as to why Rabbi Yisi says Omad Makev Yispoteh. So then the question arises, Monefshech, if the Hava Minam Gemara was that Rabbi Yisi holds that there is a Chosar is Poter, and that's the reason as to why Omad Makev is Poter. So why does he say Omad Nikev is Chayev? Let him be Poter even if Omad Nikev. So Teisa says, because if Omad Nikev, so then there is a Gildas. Where there is a Gildas, then we don't need a Mechisot. When can there is there be? Then there is no Chosar Poter if there is no Gildas by the Nene. But if there is a Gildas by the Nene, so then, without the chisong, he must pay for that. That's the right of Taisus. So, then Taisus says, Kenirale. Then Taisus says, Name, Hoche ze Choseru. Shekirale, she be a case of Marun Daldamus. So that was the second question Taisus holds, that if it had been with Choseru, then it would be Poter, even though there is a Gildas. But what will Taisus' second question do with the riot from the Gemore? So Taisus' second question would say, too. The Havamin of the Gemara, the Matshin in the Gemara of Golokame certainly held that if there is a Giludas, then even though Yizli Choser is Mechuyev. But according to Maskole of the Gemara, that Rabbi Yisi can even hold that an Yizli Choser is Chayev. But the reason is why he says in the case of Omad Maki, his Poter is because he's not even Nehne, because we will be Sagri, Bentire, Barzuze, so then we can say that even where there is a Gildas, and if we assume that Zenon is the Chosar is Poter, so even if there is a Gildas, so it's still Poter. Now, anyway, there are two Mishnayos and Teisus as to whether we pass in Zenon is the Chosar is Poter. So the first question in Teisus, and that the Teisus is disposed towards the first question, because he says, Kei Mirav, that when we say Zenon is the Chosar Poter, there is no Gildas by the Nikkei. But if there is a Gildas by the Nikev, so even though the Nikev is Loi Choseh, so he's still Chayev. So now we can explain the Teisus very well, and not in accordance with the Shittas Arayot. We can say the Teisus does not agree with the Shittas Arayot. Teisus does not agree with the Shittas Arayot. So Teisus Shitta is, Teisus holds that the Machlok is between Tanakam and Rabbi Yisi is, not like the Arayot. The Arayot holds that even while living with Rabbi Yisi, there must be some chisong for the benefit of the Nikkei. But if there is no chisong at all that is motivated by the interest of the Nikkei, then Rabbi Yisi would agree that is part. That's the right issue. But Taisus holds, no. Taisus, we can say that Taisus is chelik on the right. Taisus holds that on that point there is a machlokes between Tanakame and Rabbi Yisi. Tanakame holds that when can one be considered an enemy, the choser, only if the chisom is made for the sake of the niket. But if the chisom is not made for the sake of the niket, then it's considered lo choser. When is one considered an enemy, the choser, only if the chisom is made for the sake of the niket? But if the chisom is made not for the benefit of the niket, but for the makif's own benefit, then it's considered zenene, zelchoser, that's the Tanakamish. So that's why Tanakame says that Rishenu Shniu Shlishis, he doesn't have to pay. Rishenu Shniu Shlishis, he doesn't have to pay. Why? Because all the rules were made for the benefit of whom? Of the makif, not for the benefit of the niket. Even the fourth world was made for the benefit of the makif. But why does the Tanakame say that for the fourth wall he has to pay? The fourth wall was also made for the benefit of the makif only. Why? Because Tesis can agree with the Rishenim that he had Tzodeis adjoining all the four sides of the Nikif. So the question arises, why, that's what Bada Tesis. Why does the Tanakame distinguish between the first three walls and the fourth wall only for the first three walls? Only for the first three walls he must pay, only for the fourth wall he pays. But for the first three walls, he doesn't pay. Why doesn't he pay for the first three walls? Because the first three walls were made for his own benefit. So the question arises, the fourth wall was also made only for his own benefit. So Jesus has to resort, because there is an umdene, an ansade, she deim lecho odom shaloyoyo misayeh alaviz al mashi yigodom dal chesu. What does that mean? Igiludas. And Jesus shite the first question, Dafe, or Medalevis, that where there is a Giladas, so even if it's Zenenev is a Lechoser is Chayet. When do we say Zenenev is a Lechoser is Potter, only there is no Giladas? So we got with the fourth wall, so too. All the four walls were made for the sole benefit of the market, not for the benefit of the Nikif. So still for the fourth wall, Tanakhama says he has to pay. Why does Nikif have to pay for the fourth wall? Because there's a Giladas. And takes a shitty is Dafe, that where there is a Giladas, he has to pay even when there is a Giladas, so then he has to pay even though it was possible. And Rabbi Yisi says he has to pay for all the three walls, because Rabbi Yisi holds that he can be considered Zenene Vizeh Hoseh, even though the Chisom was not made for the benefit of the Niket. Even though the Chisom was motivated only by his own benefit, as long as accidentally. So the chisom, there was a chisom on account of the nikif, on account of the existence of the nikif. So there was a chisom. Had the nikif not existed, so then the perimeter would be smaller. So in other words, according to that pshat, so Teisves is chilek and derayit. Teisves is chilek and derayit. The reason as to why I became confused and I said at first, Teisves is chilek and derayit, because I had in mind, I figured out that pshat, you see. But Tenochaname, according to the original pshat, so Tesis agrees with the Raivet. But according to this pshat, so Tesis does not agree with the Raivet. Now, then there is something else, two things. I don't have the two here. You see me, Kuf Muches. So the two mentions, there is no two. All right, you don't forget. Now, the two mentions two things, and some of the Nisikelim equate the two shittes. But the Nachlus Dovi, not the Chesin Shu, it's Nachlus Dovi. So he points out that it's two separate halachos. First, the two mentions the Ramban shittes. That when does the Nikef have to reimburse the Makif? The Nikef has to reimburse the Makif. Only that in those mechitzes that are connected to the Nikif. But those mechitzes that are not connected to the Nikif, that part of the mechitzes that is not connected to the Nikif, then he does not have to, so the Nikif does not have to reimburse the market. That's the Ramban, I demonstrated before. Then the two mention something else, and that's in the name of the Rama. The Rama says that when the Nikif reimburses the Makif, now, the Rama also has the shite that the mechites were mechites chitzeniyot. So why does he have to pay? Because then Zenene is a chosa. Why is he a chosa? He has to do mechites anyway, to protect himself against the drisas ragui rishus arami. So because the kivi yisere, what the kivi yisere? Because on account of the existence of the nikev, so the perimeter is larger. Now the Ramashita in Bolokame is, and this is the Ramalish Tos, the Ramashita in Bolokame, and Mukiyesif in Bolokame mentions the Ramah, I think. So that most Rishonim say that if there is, if it's then Ener is a Chosah, but the Anoye, the measure of the Anoye is much more than the measure of the Chison, then he has to pay for the whole Anoye. Let's say Hador Bechotach Avere Shaloi Midai. Hador Bechotach Avere Shaloi Midai. And it's Chotah the Roi Kaim El Agar. Chotah the Kaim El Agar. We gavre the other way. If it's gavre, it's mega, so he's not. Because if he hadn't lived in that house, he would have rented a room in a hotel. It's gavre, it's mega. And it's Chotah the Roi Kaim El Agar. So in Melee, it's Roi Chosah. It's Roi Chosah. So he's supposed to pay rent. But, so the Gemara says in Rukame, he's supposed to pay only if it's an old house. But if it's a new house, an old house, so the walls, the ceiling is black anyway. So if someone stays a week then in the house, so it's Roi Chosah. If it's a new house, so when he entered the house, there was no black spots on the ceiling or on the walls. Now as a result of his dwelling in the hotel, in the house, so it became black. So maybe there is his song, so then he has to pay. So most Rishonim say that even if the extent of the damage sustained through the blackening of the walls or the ceiling is only one foot. Now as a result of his dwelling in the hotel, in the house, so it became black. So maybe there is his song, so then he has to pay. So most Rishonim say that even if the extent of the damage sustained through the blackening of the walls or the ceiling is only one putin. And the rent in such a house is $100, so he must pay the $100. That's what Tesis says. And that's most of Shem says. In other words, if there is no chisson at all, nothing, so then he doesn't have to pay for that. He doesn't have to pay for that. But if there is any chisson, a chisson of putin, the one black spot was affected through the living in the house, so then he has to pay the whole rent. That's the sheet of thesis. The sheet of thesis. The Ramah in Borokame says no. That if there is a blackening of the walls or the ceiling, then he must pay only for the extent of the loss, not for the whole animal. If the extent of the loss sustained through the blackening of the ceiling is 1 foot there, then he has to pay only 1 foot, not $100 rent. Now what is the machlokes in Tesis and Rama? Machlokes is what is the mechayev. Now if we say now we pass from Zenon to Chosah is fine. So without the chisson, so it is possible. So Tesis holds. It's not that Pshat is not that the Hanoi itself is not the Mechayev. Only the Chisson is the Mechayev. No, the Hanoi is the Mechayev. Why is Hanoi Mechayev? Because if I have Hanoi, then it means that I am Mishtamish b'mom Mechavev, so I have to pay for the Tashmishi. If I have Hanoi from somebody else's mommy, so that means I am Mishtamish. I extract Tashmishi out of the other's mommy, so I have to pay for the Tashmishi. But if there is no Chisson at all, not at all, so then it's no Tashmishi. When is the Hanoye considered a Tashmish? If there is a Chisson. But if the Hanoye does not involve any Chisson, then it's not a Tashmish. So the Mechayev is the Hanoye. But if there is no Chisson at all, then the Hanoye is no Tashmish. But if there is any Chisson, even though the Chisson is only a Pute, so it is a Tashmish, so then I have to pay for the whole Hanoye. The Ramah holds that if we say, Zenen is the Chosah is Poteh, so that means that the Hanoye is not Mechayev at all. The Hanoi is not Mechayev at all. What is Mechayev? Just the Chisson. So maybe if there is a Chisson of the Pute, so he has to pay only the Pute. He doesn't have to pay the whole rent. Now, so the Ramah, just one second. The Ramah says that where, now the Ramah also has the Pshat, that the Mechitzes are Mechitzes Chitzeni. On the outer periphery, the Mechitzes were built. So he has to pay, so the Nikef has to reimburse the market. So why? But there has to be a chisson. There has to be a chisson. The answer is there is a chisson. What is the chisson? A KPC. Why? Because the increase in the perimeter. So he says we have to take the perimeter of the mechitzes chitzenis as the yard, and we have to take the perimeter of mechitzes pnimiyas. Suppose there had been mechitzes pnimiyas, there are no, but we just imagine. Suppose there had been mechitzes pnimiyas. What is the perimeter of the mechitzes pnimiyas? And then we take the ratio between the perimeter of the mechitzes chitzenis and the perimeter of the mechitzes pnimiyas, and mechitzes pnimiyas, and then he has to pay. So he doesn't have to pay for all the mechitzes. Half of that ratio. Why? So there are some who say, so there are some lazy kelim. There are some lazy kelim. Maybe Nachman Govit has the washing. I think that Nachman Govit has the washing of the floor. Oh, vida, they had two kosav. The lishitas ateis ves vadai. The yefshel lechayva yachotzi bechol hekef achitz. Rag bameshe u neged tzodeo. Kim kosav atur b'shem ri. That's the Rambam. That's the Rambam. V'hein v'oit divrei harama v'hecha abdino. Then right after that, he mentions the Rambam. Chazino likule arete. Arete. V'chitznu pnimi ki dikome hashte b'ti abarete. The boyers come to have it, the boy the pnimi lechut come to have it with a bar, and then he has to pay according to the ratio. So in other words, vayim perushe b'prishe usma u'bach. So it's mashma. In other words, that it's one thing. So they assumed that what he mentioned, what the Torah says in the name of the Ri, what he mentions in the name of the Rama, that hainah. So he says uani is daiti near a bow. The Ramah the Kosaf Keinu Mishum Dozen Vishitose, the Svirlei Mishum Achshichuse the Ashaise, Haine Mishum Hefse Dover Mwet, in Mechuyev Nishalim Bat Kol Mashanene, in Mechuyev Nishalim Rag Bishvileise Hefse Meat Shechosar Al Yodet, Vichinu Lehetia Benukiese Misechet Lulakam, Vichiv Mishachain, Gam Kan Hutzrach Lecholi Yuach Hashbenetz, Lelach Shef Al Yodon Shiu Hefse, Shehifset Chavirei Al Yodet Bitzimtzum Gomo, Valkei, weil kein Beschmeidin hei, wenn du mit Jesem, die war Arama, hei, wo mich in Dosen, Schittosem, sagt nur, kam mir wie dich. Aber wie das, hat Jesus, wo Roshom, die Svirlei, die Mischum, Chisori Muet, Mechuyer Nishalim, Bat Kol Mashenene, im kein Gam Kam Mechuyer Nishalim, Achotzi, Bat Kol Mashenene, zu Deil. Schu har bei Jesem, ich früher hei, lech Heshbein, ho Rama, ki mich in Ene, bekach, because two separate things, what the two mentions in the name of the Ri, which actually the Ramban says it, Alib, the Ri himself doesn't say it, but the Ramban, the Ramban says it, al-Libidari. So that means that he doesn't have to share in that part of the Mechitzes that is not connected to the Sode Pnimis. But as far as the Mechitzes that are connected to the Sode Pnimis, so he has to share completely. Masha'inkein, according to the Ramah, so he only has to share according to the ratio of the perimeters. So he says, Vohe, Woche motim di vore rishi vatu, veilim veilim klal bisignan er. Alright, now, so I mentioned that because the sma and the prishe, the sma, the tzayna hach, I mean, except the same chaba, except the sma is on the cheshim mishpet and the prishe is on the two cheshim mishpet. So the sma, the prishe and the bach, they all assume that when the two says in the name of the ri, that the nikef has to share in the mechites, only in that part that is connected to the Sodah Pnimis, so it's mamish the same aloche that is mentioned by Ramah, but it's two separate aloches. The Ri holds that he shares in the Mechitzes completely, not according to the ratio of the perimeter. Because the Ri holds, the Ri Lishitosen, that if there was any chisor or any slight chisor, so he has to pay for the whole anoy. But, he doesn't have to, the Ri only says, and that's the Ramban, he doesn't have to share in that part of the Mechitze that is not connected to Sodah Pnimis, in that he's not Nene. So it's not because of Chisor, because he's not Nene, you see. And the Ramashi is that he only pays for the Chisor, not for the whole Amor. Alright, now, Rund die Akte, Rabbine Maad oder Chesef. Omale, Hagli, Kamodi Gadi. So, Rundje, so waren das Rabbine, es war mal der Vorteil. So then, Rabbine demanded money from him. He said to him, give me as much as I was needed. Loyola. So he didn't give it. Hagli, Fikanim, Bizoi. So Rabbine demanded of him, at least, if he can be so, no you will. So this he didn't give either. Have the Agam it a Rusi? No you will. Even that he didn't give. You in the heart have a kogod adikon. Have a kogod adikon. So he was reaping a cluster of dates in his field. Omar el Ari say, Shkeu minei kibur adayin. So he said to his oris, I mean who said Rabbine said to his oris, go and take a cluster of the dates. In other words, he didn't mean to take it away, he just was trying to test him. He was trying to test him, how he'll react. He had no machshava of taking it away. Now because that cluster of dates belonged to Runya, how could the Rabbine take it away? So he said, he made believe that he was trying to take away a cluster of dates. So the Oris was very loyal to Rabbine, so he went to get it. Romubi Kole, so when he started to scream at the Oris, why he's taking away a cluster of grapes? Omale, Goli's Daito, so Rabbine then said, Goli's Daito, Dimenach Nichaloch. So, in other words, you are Megala Das, that you want protection. So even if you hadn't been afraid from Ganov, in other words, without to get there, so you are not protected. You are protected neither against Izim, nor against Ganov. But let us assume for argument's sake that you're not worried about Ganov. So, but you certainly are not protected against without defense, so you're not protected against the easy, and you certainly want to be protected against the easy. But I, that for a few days you made such an issue, you started to scream. So without together, I mean, so then the easy might take so many dates away. So Miro boys need to say, don't you need any protection? Omalei. Isabialme, love lachui boy, so the Bach strikes out the word love, but lachui boy. But we don't think it's not necessary to strike it out. I mean, you can leave it, but just to say it bit me up. In other words, if we strike it out, so then we have to read it binichus. Omalei, so Runya said, Isabialme, as far as the goats are concerned, lachui boy, all that is necessary, we don't need any gather for the goat. Who needs a gather for the goat? We only have to scream at them. So they get frightened. So why should I pay you the value of a mechitze when I can take care of the goats by screaming at them? So the lachuye boy, and if we leave the girls lav lachuye, so then he says lav lachuye boy. I mean, so isn't it necessary to scream at them? In other words, screaming would be enough. Amalei, the loy gadre boy is in the amalei. Don't you need a person who should be on the premises to scream at the goats all the time? So Mele, what did I do? I erected a mechitze, and you don't need a person on the premises all the time. So in other words, so you have a certain annoyance. You can't say, I don't care for it, because you just demonstrated that you do care for every date. So also we come to the Rove, Omale Zil Paisi, Bimai Defias. My defiance. Viroi da ninelor dine kiravun ali ben rabbi. So in other words, so give him aganetire, and if not, if you insist not to give anything, then I'll give a psak din, I'll render a psak din that you have to give the fimashi goda. So Teisa says, because he really held like Rabune, but Rabbine himself was ready to make a pshara with him, Rabbine. So he said to him, now if you agree to that pshara, suggested by Rabin himself, fine. If you are stubborn, so then I wonder if some being, not according to pure, but with your aims, fine. Runye zobin are a mitzred rabine. Sova rabine lis luke mishim dine de bar metzre. Because there is a loche of sisa yoshevatei of dine de bar metzre. In other words, if let's say, it's a two adjoining owners. One has Ruben and Shimon. It's a two adjoining owners, Ruben and Shimon. And Shimon, let's say, has this sore. Shimon decides to dispose of his sore, to sell his sore. He decides to sell his sore. So then, and there is a customer, a third party, who is willing to buy the sode. But Ruben, who is an adjoining owner of that sode, he wants to buy it. So then the halacha is that Bezdin will be kefesh to sell the sode that he wants to sell to Ruben, and not to Levi, who is a stranger. Why? That's the halacha of Bar Mitzvah. That's the din of Asisa Yoshevati. So when Yezobin Ara Mitzvah the Rabbi, he bought a piece of land on the Mitzvah of Rabbi. In other words, So according to many Pshatim, Runye was a stranger here. It's not in connection with that piece of land, you see. It's just another piece of land. So he was a stranger. So Rabbinu Lisbukeh Mishum Dinei Bar Metzre. Now Rabbinu was an adjoining owner, and Runye wanted to become an owner. So he wanted to buy it. Omer Asafre Breidrei, and he was entitled. He was entitled to it on the basis of the halacha of Dinei Bar Metzre. So Amar Rav Safra Breid Rav Yevel Ravine, Amri Inche, Arbol Itzlo. So then they are pshatim here. Right now the Rashi. Runya Akve Ravine, Arba Sodi Shev Ravine, Svivis Abo, Mitzorov Shel Runya, the Godot. Have we come to Gadra, Ke Ravuna Alibi Rav Yixi, Yom Ahak Kuma Shev Goda, Dehoche Kaimu, Gimuch Ha Kama. Yem Echad Havi Goda, Runya Yir Av Mori, Yidekal Shev Sodeo. Kibur Dahine, Eshkel Shok Mori, Mishel Runya, Lefona. Rom bekomme, go a berunye, ba risse de rabine. Om rabine go visa da itro, shechviv im hat kovim olecho, vini chalor bishmeros. Lo yehi yo nide baal mure bois, lima afilin se yorin na ganovim tzorcha kushom om naiv, lo av gagre bois lachlu ye, lo hadik, vil vidyo behem. Vyire mitad im achle, vchik rosh nachvoz, e mitad u yinis. Paisik mani paisik, stei boch nispais, ba gemitir o nisrat. Vilo yanu boch kreisi, mi chol dochi, im chesel vchim posik abechlan. Arbo vitzlo, vidal vitzlo. Ani shomati, Tzale Ratzononi. Tzale means we have Tzale and Tzlole here. So Tzale is a shoemaker, a poor shoemaker. But Tzlole is Ratzononi, a rich shoemaker. Vikach omole. Arba v'kikorei tzrichen li Ratzononi li macholi zbeisi. Li yei, kmo she tzrichen li oshi. Vize oni, vitzorich li hasode li farniso. Uchishem shato ime li istalik meolai bidne di bametzre, mishum vosisa yoshevetei. כך אני אמר לך, עשה יושב לתאי רעוני זה, ואל תסלקב. ואל תסלקב. So what's the first shot? Well, as far as the meaning of the word, Tzole means a shoemaker, a poor shoemaker, and Tzole means a rich shoemaker. So what is the marshal? So in other words, just as Rabine claims that he is entitled to buy the piece of land. Why? Because of a sisa yoshev lתאי, because he is a bameitza. Runye is not a bameitza. Runye is a stranger. He wants to become an owner here. So you can also say, just, in other words, apply the same standard. The same standard of Yoshavitim that you apply to whom? To Runye. You say Runye is mechuyev to quit. Why is Runye mechuyev to quit? Because, so why don't you apply the same standard of justice to yourself? Runye is a poor man. Runye is a poor man. So Mimele don't be misalikim. So let him buy it. Now, Tesis Kashi is a mirachmin bedin. A mirachmin bedin. So Tesis says another pshat. Tesis says another pshat. All right. Now, but what's the answer on Rashi? So the Shem Kubetza says. Because there is a loche of the Kli Mishur Ahari. V'idai Tomas Adere Hashayel Chomber. Hashayel Chomber. So the Kli Mishur Ahari. So, this is the... Uritzvonire, Yashit Beuzet, the Hichay, he forced him. He was caving. Rivik Bey Minas Rachmonet, Mishim Mantilla with the Rachavian Yorkis and Hitishmer. Kahi, the safe Pericum, the Rabbi Sovall is looking below Shimkum, the Shashiso, the Shayat name are Shafi or Sovall. Now, so there is a lot of the Kimish of Adim. Now, the more I mentioned the deal with Adim in many situations. For example, by a Shavuot Aveide. Shavuot Aveide. So the halacha is that if someone found in the Aveide in a year Shavu Ba'akma, so the Bailim, even though it is a sin, and the Bailim was certainly Misyayish, because he presumed, he took it for granted, that the Nakum picked it up, and the Nakum certainly wouldn't return it to him. But then it happened that the Yisrael picked it up, and the Baal Aveide came and she gave him Simon. So the Mitzvah knows exactly who the original owner is, but it's Lachal Yush. So it belongs to him. Still, the Gemara says, Mitzvah Yishor Sadin, if the soil comes and gives him money, so he should return. Why? Because of or, another case, Zokim Vinil Tichvede, Gemara Shmuel Baradeisi, Nilu Mitzvah. So even though it's Nilu Tichvede, but Mitzvah Yishor Sadin, he's required to help. Whether he's required to help him by caring for him, or he's required to help him by buying it from him, but he's mechuyev mitzad lefi mishiros adin. And the other situations, now he mentions the gemore of Mantila v'derachtevi, so it's much that this also comes within the mitzvah of lefi mishiros adin. So where workers, carriers, so broke the hobbyists of someone, of one of the amoroim, so after being there, mechuyev to pay. So the Gemara said that not only did he have to forego on the value of the hobbyists, but he even had to pay them wages. Why? Because the mantelech b'derech. So that all comes within lifnim mishiros adin. So here too, he told me to apply the aloha of mishiros adin. Now, why does he say? Because why does Rashi say k'moy? ארבע כקורי צריכים ורצון עוני למחורס בייס ליין כמו שצריכים ליושיה וזה עוני הוא. Why did he emphasize the fact that Trunye was a poor man? Well, the answer is, the Rabbi Yor said, the Agro Yismai name in Perek Yigimu, I think, Perek Yigbeis, of the Dela Reide, mentions the Rabbi Yor, and there's also the Mordechai, the Mordechai mentions that Rabbi Yor, the Mordechai in Moritzia, I think, so he mentions that Rabbi Yor, he said, Rabbi Yor says, that Kifina with Nimishot Adin. Nimishot Adin is not just a Midat Chesidet. It's a mitzvah there, and we can be kafe. We can be kafe. But why is it called the mishiros adin if we can be kafe, so it should be called din? The answer is, there is no yere mitzich nechosim. Din is something that there is shibut nechosim, can be yere mitzich nechosim. Here, there is no chiv moment, just a mitzvah. So there is clear mitzad aloche of makanez agitation afshe, not mitzad any monetary chiv, not mitzad yere mitzich nechosim, not mitzad shibut nechosim, but only, now, he couldn't, let's say, the one whose workers broke, whose carriers broke the hobby. So he told him, Rabbi, someone told him, I don't remember who it was, so he told him that he should pay their wages. So he couldn't be here in the hustle, pay wages, but he could force him, mitzad mitzvah, of the three mishiros adin. So the Rabbi says that there are three categories in the three mishiros adin. There is one category of the three mishiros adin, where, let's say, by Aveide. If the maid say he found an Aveide where the Bailim was already Misyayish, but it had a simen. Why was it Misyayish? Because it was lost in the year Sherubak. In the year Sherubak. So then he found that Aveide. But the Israel, the Baal Aveide, showed him on. So he has to return. So there is one case where there is clear where Besdin can be kafe, the Meitzeh to return it to the Baal Aveide. If the Meitzeh is an Oshir, the Meitzeh is a rich man, he doesn't need the Aveide, and the Ivri, the one that lost the Aveide, is a poor man. So then there is a clear. Then there is clear. That's one category. Then there is another category where both are equally poor or both are equally rich. So then there is a mitzvah to return. But there is no tree. And then there is the third category where the Meitzeh is a is a poor man, and the Eved is a rich man. Then there is no mitzvah. Then there is no mitzvah. Then there is no mitzvah. If you want to return, you can return it, but there is no mitzvah. So in other words, so the Rav Yosef says that if one is rich and the other one is poor, so then there is clear. So that's why Rav Safra said, as Rashi explains, Kach ani eim alecho, asin yosha v'teivlon ize, v'yalti salkeo. Why v'yalti salkeo? Why v'yalti salkeo? Because he's a nomi. In other words, you are a rich man, Rabin is a rich man. And so true mitzadin, Rabin is to prevail. Because he is in the bar mitzvah. But mitzad mifnin is your tzadin. Gunye was a poor man, Rabin was a rich man. So then there is a mitzvah of mifnin mishuras hadin. So there is clear. So here Rav Safra actually forced Rabbinei. Not that Rabbinei wouldn't do it if he didn't force him, but Al Pedin, he could be forced. So that's why he said, Kach ani eim alecho asei yosha v'teiv. Now why does Rashi say asei yosha v'teiv? Because Rashi in Chumash says on the posuk, V'osiso ha-yosha v'teiv. So he says, Zupshore v'lifnim mishor tali. Zupshore v'lifnim mishor tali. In other words, so two things are contained in Vosisa Yoshua, Yoshua and Teiv. So Pshore comes within Yoshua. Dinedima Metzre comes within Yoshua. Dinedima Metzre. That's a right. Dinedima Metzre is a right. But Teiv means something that is not by way of right. It's just Teiv. As far as Yoshua is concerned, so it doesn't make any difference with poor man or rich man. As far as Yoshua is the same thing, the same principle of Yesha applies to poor man and rich man. As far as Teiv, Teiv means not something that is based upon light, but Teiv. So only if he, so when can there be Kviyeh? Only if he's a poor man. All right. Now, then there's another pshat. V'yesh ligamdis. Do a kol tzale. V'yesh ligamdis. What is it?
According to Tzadzang, why are you saying we're asking the din? I mean, the whole din over here is din of the finger shirt that din. So, I mean, the whole fact that the whole din is a din of bar mitzvah is a din of the finger shirt that din. So, what are you saying we're asking the din to Anrunya, man? The other one?
Well, it's much, in other words, why couldn't they say, so why couldn't Rabbi Natan? Why couldn't Rabbi Natan understand that this is the Pshat Rashi? So it's mashma that Rabbi Natan holds that on the Tzim Mishor Sadin there is no Kriya. From the Lashon Rambam, it's mashma that there is no Kriya on the Tzim Mishor Sadin. In other words, not all the Shemim agree with the Rabbi Yoh. There are more paskins like Rabbi Yoh. That if one is poor and the other one is rich, then there is Kriya. But from the Rambam it's mashma that on the Tzim Mishor Sadin there is no Kriya. So Rabbi Tam apparently agrees with the Rambam that there is no kviya with Mishor Sadin. That's why Rabbi Tam is the kasha in Rachman Bedin. But Rashi agrees with Rav Yoh. So that's why there is no kasha from Rachman Bedin. And that's why Rashi says, on you. V'yish v'gam.
That's not what mitzvah are you doing.
No, Rabbi Tam will agree that there is a mitzvah. But here, Rav Safra said that he can be forced, Rabbi. Because he says, Amri she abol it's law, abol it's law. In other words, it's the same right, the same standard that you apply to Unye, why don't you apply it to yourself? In other words, didn't Mametzri is something that could be enforced. So this could also be enforced. That's why Tesis says the Kashe, in Rachm Bedin, because Rametzam apparently is Chelik and Rav Yoh, he agrees with the Rambam, that there is no Kvi on the Kim Mishot Adin. V'yish Legamdin, do'er koru tzale, v'lo yaratzum. According to this first chat, so tzale means a poor shoemaker, and he says that the hide itself is called tzale. The lawyer asks another shoemaker, "Kedam rinon b'yamun, my dargesh arse the tzale. V'imer ani run yeratzon hoyo. V'neisin eres labdonim. V'asis me manolim mechom b'shuk. V'kach omar li Rav Safra rabine. Ho'on izeh scholim muet shu'tzos litin schahav labdonim. D'amri in she'arbo zuzu v'tzirech mekach ho'er v'arbo zuzu v'schah labdonim. V'hain etzvor, v'fichach oso aseh yosha v'teif. He saw the zoo with famosas basic. So actually there is no machlekes in din between the first pshat and the it's only in afkemine in the meaning of the word. According to the first pshat, so tzale means eraton. Tzale means eraton. So according to second pshat, so tzale means not raton, not the tenor, but the hide. But it's the same pshat, except in the meaning of the word is different. Vilini re, dalet mitzvole, dalet kikore soich labunonim, dalet mitzvole complain, dalet mitzvole abdunosh. Umoshu, kinegetrunye, shohoyo leisode achas, so the third shot, so tzale means a tenor, a poor tenor, and tzvole means a rich tenor. Umoshu, kinegetrunye, shohoyo leisode achas, vishichsode shal rabbine, pizikom alil, the rabbine akpei ma'arba rechesov, vishachshof kono leisode itzul mitzvah rabbine, umafsik, so the rabbine be so deiso. The omalei, so rabbine sode was mafsik. So in other words, he had, Runye had a sode between the sodeis of rabbine, between the sodeis of rabbine. And now he wants to buy was kenoli a sode from its rabbine. The omalei rasaf rabbine she yase ayoshev atei. The Achsh of yearly base, Shekmoish Tzor Shmir al base of days, Gamkin Lechot, Muhammad Vorim, Mitzias Echot, Miruba, Kitzias Naim, Vinimso Runya Mistaki. Now, what happened here, according to this Chaknarashi? Now, Runya had here the Sode, had here the Sode, and Rabbine had Sode is all around. All around. So now, he wanted to have, and he had on all four sides. He had the sode here, and he had the sode here too. So no melee, and then he wanted to buy another sode. So he told him that he should let Runya have that sode, so then it'll help him, because he won't have to spend, if he'll have the sodes in two separate places, so then he'll have to spend more money in taking care of the sodes. But if he had it in one place, so he won't have to spend so much. So again, it's on what basis is it? It's on the basis of Lifnim Mishuras. Lifnim Mishuras, I think. All right. Many are missing. Be back by Tuesday. Now there'll be short shear because I have another shear, and then before 1 o'clock, so there is a certain kind of celebration with the Merkaz Rabbonim in the Sukkah, so. It won't take more than an hour. Now, we haven't gone over the tesis. Now, in respect to the Ramah, some of you approached me about the Ramah Shite that I mentioned at the end of last year. Now, the Ramah says, that when the Nikif pays, so we have to take the perimeter of the Pnimi and the perimeter of the Hussein, and we find out the ratio between the Pnimis perimeter and the Hussein perimeter, and that ratio he pays. Let's say if the ratio is one-third, so he pays one-third of the expense. Now in Nachazdovit, says that the Rama is a Shitose. The Rama says in Baruch Hame that Rigabe Shachus da Shaise, when someone is door because of Havere Shaloimidaite, so he doesn't have to pay if it's a Chotzea the Loi Kaim Leagre and Rigabre the Ovid Omega. Zenene Vizel Chotzea. But if it's a new house, he has to pay. Why? Because if you live in a new house, so it's unavoidably there will be a blackening of the ceiling. So Tesis and the Rosh say that even if the blackening of the ceiling, the loss involved in the blackening of the ceiling is a mashu, and let's say in the rent is 100 zoos, so he'll have to pay the whole 100 zoos. The Rama says no, he'll have to pay only to the extent of the loss that is involved in the blackening of the ceiling. Now, so the Ramah says, this is exactly the reason as to why the Ramah says here that he doesn't pay half of the expenses, but we figure out the ratio and he pays the ratio between the perimeter of the Nimi and the perimeter of the Chitz. Now, the question is, how does the ratio between the perimeter of the Pnimi and the perimeter of the Chitzen represent the loss? It would seem that in order to find out the loss, there is really no actual loss. There is no actual loss. Because everything, let's say in the case where someone dwells in the house of another, he blackens his ceiling, so we know there's an actual loss, I mean as much as the blackening of the ceiling, as much as the damage of the blackening of the ceiling is worth. But here, he did it all for himself, he wanted to protect himself. He made So he was not choser on account of the Pnimi, but if the Pnimi had not existed, in other words, if the Pnimi, it had not existed in the middle. If the Pnimi sort of not exists in the middle, so then the perimeter would be small. So in other words, so there is no actual loss, but we are just imagining. We are just imagining. What kind of mechitzes would he have to erect if the Pnimi did not exist? So the way to find that out is to take the area of the chitzei, and to take the area of the Pnimi and to subtract the area of the Pnimi from the area of the Chitzen, so then we would find what the area would be. But of course that wouldn't give us the perimeter, what the value of the perimeter would be of the Chitzen. But then once we know what the area of the Chitzen would be had the Sodah of Pnimi not existed, so then we can determine on such a sort of such an area, what kind of a perimeter would be required? So that would represent the loss. Now, so why does the Rama say that we take the ratio between the perimeter of the Pnimi and the perimeter of the Chitzen? So now, so it's mashma from the Rama that the Rama himself. Now, I mentioned last time that the Teis V'Shita in the Rosh, the Shita of Teis in the Rosh is that even though we say Zenen Evzel L'Choser is Poter, Zenen L'Choser is Poter, but it's not the Pshat that the Chisong is the Mechai. No, the Hanoi is the Mechai. But if it's a Hanoi that does not involve any Chisong, so that kind of Hanoi is no Tashmish. When is one considered a Mishtamish or Minish of Haveirei? If there is a certain chisong in the hanoi, but if I have hanoi from somebody's moment and there is no chisong, I'm not even considered mishtamish b'menish chaver. Suppose I go into somebody's house, I want to talk to him, and I sit on his chair, so and I stay there for a few hours, and there was no deterioration of the chair on account of my sitting for a few hours on the chair. So then, could I say that I am chuyev to pay because uh, because I was mishtamim meish chaverei. Of course, you'll say, in other words, inasmuch as the host did not tell me to go out, so he was not makpid, so he was meichel. But I mean, without that, without this fact that the host was not makpid, even if he was makpid, suppose he told me, get out, and I didn't. And I stayed there and I kept on talking to him. So I sat on the chair. So could I be considered as being mishtamish or meish chaveri? No, I'm not mishtamish, I wasn't mishtamish. Why? Because there was no loss involved in my sitting on the other chair. On the other chair. So there, it's not mishtamish. But that's the reason as to why Zenon and Zerchosef is brought up. Because I didn't get a real annoyance. I mean, it's not... If it doesn't involve any loss, so it's no tashmish, I wasn't mishtam and meish chaveri. But if there is any loss, even though the loss is a mashmish, so then it is a tashmish, so then I have to pay for the tashmish, so for the whole annoyance. Let's say if the reckoning of the ceiling is a mashu and the rent in such a house is $100, so I have to pay the $100. But if there is no reckoning of the ceiling, then I wasn't mishtamish b'momenei shochavei. That's the shita of Tesis and Rosh. The question is, what is the shita of the Ramah? We see that according to the Ramah, so the chisom is the measure of the amount that he is mechuyev to pay, yes?
By case of, let's say, Shoel, when you borrow something and you use it without necessarily causing a chisoro, yes. And everyone admits that there's there, that you're mishtamish on Mona Shelchavero, so we see that why is the connection between the hanor that you get and the fact that you have human chaser or something? I heard that the example that you said just now, but I really don't understand why there must be connection.
No, it's Shoel, so he has kinyoni tashmish. So the tashmishi belongs to the sheil, not to the mashiel. On the contrary, if Reuven is mashiel lechikas to Shimon for a certain period, then Reuven is not even allowed to be mishtamish in that chikas within that period. Because the sheil has the kinyonit, the kinyon peiras, the kinyon tashmishi. In connection with tashmishi, so it's the sheil, it's not the mashiel. So the sheil doesn't have to pay to the mashiel any money, even though in every tashmish by a sheil there is a certain loss. It's not a loss, I mean, that people are makpid, but there is a loss when you use a certain chemet. If you are sheil, a chameir, and you ride on it, so there is a certain loss, you see. I mentioned the case where there is no loss at all. Not only there isn't a substantial loss, there is no loss at all. So, but Sheol doesn't have to pay because he has kiyomit tashmishi. But someone who is not a Sheol, if he is mishtamish, and if there is any loss, even though the loss is not clear at all, even though the loss is the kind of a loss that people are makti, but if there is any loss, so then he has to pay. If he's not a Sheol, if he's a Sheol, he doesn't have to pay because it's his legal tashmishi. He has kiyomit tashmishi. If somebody is a sheol in a chotzer, so the Gemara in a sheol says that for whom is the chotzer keine? Not for the mashiel. The chatzir shalotam is keine for the sheol because he has the kiyone tashmishi in it. Now, so the question is regarding the Ramah. The Ramah says that he has to pay as much in case of a chotzer chaveri. Shalom regarding the bais chodosh, so he pays only the value of the damage that is involved in the shachruset ha'shayis, in the blackening of the walls of the city. So what's the pshat in Ramah? The Ramah holds that he pays for the chisor. He pays for the chisor, that if we say, then he pays for the chisor. He doesn't pay for the anoye. Or the Ramah also agrees that he doesn't pay for the chisor. He pays for the tashmish. But where is this holds? That even though Zenon and Zerchosef is what, so it's only if there is, so the reason is why? Because he's not mishtamish lo meinish chaveri, there is no chisor. But if there is any chisor, then he's considered mishtamish in the whole thing. The Ramah also agrees with this, that the mechayev is the tashmish. And Zenon and Zerchosef is what, because if there is no chisor, then I'm not mishtamish lo meinish chaveri. But where is this holds, where there is any chisor? So I'm considered mishtamish in the whole thing. The Ramah holds no. If Zenon is the chosel, is poter. So that means, why? Because if there is no chisaron, I'm not mishtamish. So even if there is a chisaron, but if there is a chisaron for of a penny, so then I am, so the rent for such a house would be $100, but if the loss involved is only a penny, so that means that I am mishtamish only to the extent of a penny in the house. But the mechayim is not the chisaron, even according to the Ramah. Even according to the Ramah, the mechayev is the tashmish. But in as much as Zemel is l'chosar is poter, why? Because I'm not mishtamish. So even if there is a chisaron of a penny, so I am mishtamish in the house to the extent of a penny, not to the extent of $100. Tell you the is, if there is any chisaron of a penny, or even a chisaron of less than a penny, even pocket mishav poter, according to this. So then I'm considered mishtamish in the whole house, as much as the rent is worth. But according to the Ramah, if the chisaron is only a penny, so then I'm mishtamish only to the extent of a penny. That's why he has to pay only the chisaron. But not that he's mechuyeh for the chisaron. He's mechuyeh for the anuyeh, for the tashmish. But if Zemel Lochotah is poter, it means without the chisaron, it's no tashmish. So even with the chisaron, as to the excess over and above the chisaron, it's Zemel Lochotah. As to the excess over and above the chisaron, it's Zemel Vizal Lochotah. That's the Shidur Ramah. And there is a raya that this is the Pshat in the Ramah. Besides this Ramah in Golubas, now, but there is another raya. Now, the Gemara says that what is an example of Zenon Ezra Chosea? If one is Dor B'chotzer Chavere, Shaloi Midaitei, Chotzer Dor Kaim Le'agre, Kaim Le'agre is a kind of a person who will never pay rent. He'll never rent a room in a hotel. So, if he finds a good person who lets him stay in his house, fine. So he stays there. If he doesn't find a good person who lets him stay in a house, so he stays in the street. He's this kind of a person. Come on, we time around. So he's going there. I mean, what kind of a... That's going there. But what is an example of Zenene Vizel Yehosea? If the governor is a governor, kind of like. In other words, if he doesn't find a room without pay, so he'll pay. So the melee, if he stays in the house without pay, so he has a lawyer because he spared the expense that he would have had he not stayed in this house. And Chotzer, the Rukam Lager, a house that is not in it for him. The owner of the house stays on winter, he stays in flower. It's not, he doesn't rent it out. So it's low cost. It's low cost. So then he's spotted. How would it be in the reverse situation? If the chotzer is a chotzer, the kind of like, he saved it for him. But the governor is the kind of a person, the lawyer will make it. He would never pay rent. Ze chotzer with the man. Ze loyman. He doesn't pay any money because he wouldn't pay anything anyway. So he would sleep in the street. So that's not considered anoy. If there is no, if he doesn't pay any money. So Gavre, the lawyer of the Mega, the Chotzea, the Kaino Lagre. The Chotzea, the Kaino Lagre. So the machlik is the different tesis. So tesis says that he's what? Tesis says that he's what? And the rif says that he's machlik. Most Rishonim agree with tesis that he's what? Now, from the Ramah it's mashma that he agrees with tesis on that. Chotzer loy kaim lager. Chotzer loy kaim lager. I'm sorry, what's at the camera? The Gavre, the lawyer of the Mege, also is funny. So we see that Chisong itself is not Mechayev at all. Because if the Ramashit had been that he has to pay for the Chisong, the reason as to why, by Shechus Ed Ashaisi, he pays only the loss that is involved in Shechus Ed Ashaisi because he has to pay for the Chisong, that's all. So then, where it's the chosav is the money, you should also pay for the whole chosav. The chosav is $1,000, and no one, and he should also pay. And it's much more the Ramah agrees with Tesis. So you see that he doesn't pay for the chosav. So why does the Ramah say, that in case of Shachuset HaShayseh, he only pays the loss that is involved in the Shachuset HaShayseh? Not that he holds, he pays for the chosav. He pays for the anoy, for the tashmish. What does it mean for the anoy? For the tashmish. But just as in the case of no chisong at all, he doesn't pay because it's no tashmish. So in case where there is a chisong, but as to the excess over and above the chisong, so even the name is al-chosef, so it's no tashmish. So if the loss is only a penny, so he's mishtamish in the house to the extent of a penny.
Well, yes? Didn't he have both?
What?
Wasn't there both?
No, it's a chotzer and kari agre, but he blackened the ceiling, and that loss is only a penny.
So
the black spot was occasion to the ceiling.